The Sauvignon Secret by Ellen Crosby, narrated by Rachel Warren. We are all mortal until the first kiss and the second glass of wine. Eduardo Galeano, Uruguayan journalist, novelist, writer. Chapter 1. I didn't want to kill Paul Noble. Yes, I said I did. Worse, I said it in a public place. In my defense, half a dozen people at that same meeting chimed in. Get in line, or join the club, or you and me both. It was a figure of speech, and everyone in the room, 25 Northern Virginia winemakers like me, knew it. At least that's what I thought at the time. So when I found Paul hanging from a beam a few weeks later in the old fieldstone barn he'd converted into an artist's studio, the first thing I thought was, oh my God, someone really did it. My second thought was that I could see my breath, because the room felt like I'd stepped inside a refrigerator, which was odd on a sweltering July day. A blast of Arctic air blew down my spine, bringing with it the faint but unmistakable, sickening, sweet stench of death. How long had he been here? A few hours, maybe more, based on his mottled face, bugged out, vacant eyes, and the slightly blackened tongue protruding from his mouth. I put a hand over my own mouth, swallowing what had come up in my throat. At least the glacial temperature had slowed down decomposition. A paint-spattered stool was overturned in a wet spot on the carpet.